Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back here for the 8 o'clock hour. We're sitting down here just talking about Mark Anthony, who just married a 26-year-old.
God bless him.
Yeah.
God bless him.
You just know that's part of it down here, man.
Well, you guess what? Hey, listen, at least he's doing 26. You know, that's Leo's age limit. Get to 26, he's kicking
right,
to the curb.
Right, right. You're out of the picture.
You know what I'm saying? He's too old for him.
Done. Well, listen, we got a lot of stuff going on here this morning, and one of the busiest days of sports. Kind of crazy too, right? Because it's supposed to be a slow time, the off week before the Super Bowl, and yet we got two new head coaches. We're still waiting to find out with the hottest name in defensive coordinator, by the way, in a long time, actually, Vic Fangio. What the hell are you going to do, man? What is going on? Seems to be San Francisco, Denver, because of Sean Payton, who took the head coaching job yesterday, and the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins are sitting there going, we thought we had a verbal commitment. I'm sure the agent is, you know, somehow would blame the agent for something, but whatever it is, I think everybody's kind of waiting on this deal and to see what happens. And if it is, I think there's a really good chance he's still going to come here. And maybe I'm just being really stupid. Can you get fired from a head coaching job and a year later come back as a defensive coordinator? I know it's new ownership, but you still got to go back to a lot of people said a lot of bad things. And usually when people leave, they want to get a fresh start. Most coaches, except Adam Gase, move back here. But the rest of them, they go some other place. They move. They're gone.
I would say yes, if it was for the money, but in this situation, he's getting money everywhere.
Everywhere.
Then also I would say yes, if it's a win now situation, but of all the three stops, that's the least that you could win now as far as Dolphins, 49ers, and the Broncos.
Yeah, for me, team is atrocious, man.
Atrocious.
That Denver team, I mean, they're really bad.
Like
their defense,
the defense is good.
We're going to find out how good a coach Sean Payton is, because that offense – was one of the worst I've ever seen. And I know Nathaniel Hackett, who, by the way, is now the offensive coordinator for the Jets.
Hey, great. It's great news for
the
Dolphins.
Someone like Vic Fangio looks at the Dolphins and says, that's a team that I think if I can get that defense to a top 10 defense, we can win a Super Bowl there, though?
Absolutely.
Do you think he's thinking that?
I think he thinks it's got a chance to be a really good team.
I mean, it does, right?
You got to stop with Super Bowl and the Dolphins. I've been working on you this. You keep
leave it alone.
Well,
that's the goal, Joe. That's
the
why
goal.
The team's
how about
set
you know what
up.
The goal is? We like to win a playoff game.
No, I understand. Baby steps. But, like, you can't. How many baby steps are you going to take here? Like, this team is kind of set up to win.
Why don't you ask Buffalo?
Oh, they had a tough loss in the playoffs.
What, for 3 years straight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And their team's been set up for four
years
to win. Mahomes
gets to the Super Bowl every year, so it can't be that hard.
Oh, this guy. Did he get to a Super Bowl last year?
Did you just say stupid stuff?
No, but seriously, the Dolphins are set up.
Oh, there you go. Now he goes back to it.
You don't believe that the Dolphins are set up to win now?
Win what?
I mean, how much of a building process, how much longer do you want to build it?
I don't know.
It's 1 year process. You brought in Tyreek Hill this year. It's your first year in the coaching staff. It's 1 year.
They've been rebuilding this thing for a while, Brian. Like, I don't know how much longer you want to keep rebuilding or building or whatever it is you think they're doing.
And to his point, we've gone 10-6, 9-8, 9-8.
100%. I agree with
that.
They're
on the cusp.
But this is a new coaching staff, and you finally brought in pieces to make your quarterback successful. You have three receivers in a top five yardage, so it means you're doing something right. Now you go in to get it right tackle, right guard, another linebacker, and secondary. And now you can see this team take the next step, right? You win.
Wait a sec. You just kind of hit me. We're two offensive linemen. Hell, you just hit that. I was listening to you.
We need two offensive linemen.
You didn't kind of just kind of hit me with this thing.
Don't we need two offensive linemen?
I don't think they're going to bring in that many guys. They got a bunch of guys who are injured. They're high draft picks that are coming back.
No. On the line?
Yeah.
Who?
Eichenberg and Austin Jackson.
Okay, then you know what?
Neither guy played very well or didn't play because they were injured.
Okay.
To your point, yes.
Okay, so personally, from the outside looking in, I think they need to fix the line if you want to be successful.
Well, I will say this. I do believe Vic Fangio makes us a lot better.
A lot better.
And not only that, those guys are going to believe they're better when he's coaching them.
100%.
He's been in every situation. He's seen it all.
One of his guys is ready here at Bradley Chubb.
One of his guys. Got one of his guys they're counting on to make it. They got to bring in some more pieces. But, yeah, I don't think this is a bad job, and I think the coach is secure. But if we're talking about secure coaches because you don't want to have to leave, look at the situation. This situation is not as good as Denver or San Francisco.
Absolutely
those coaches,
not.
They're –
they're set, but you can also look at the situation and go, all I have to really beat in the AFC East is the Bills to make the playoffs. Because the Pats aren't where you're at. The Jets aren't where you're at. If we have two of the four starters on defense that got injured, if two of those guys, Nick Needham, if Byron Jones played, you win those games. Just two of the four don't get injured.
Okay.
That team.
I'm just looking at you, just listening to all this stuff on this take.
I just think all the stuff he's saying is so irrelevant. I mean, it's just bad. I mean, their quarterback has to stay healthy. That to me is the only
thing
that really
mattered. You almost went with
the
third string quarterback and beat the Bills in the playoffs.
Yeah, I got you, man. But your quarterback has to stay healthy. If you want to get to where this team wants to get to,
was that just a given? That's why you didn't mention that. That was a given, right? That's why.
I mean, of course it's a given.
That's why he didn't mention
it. No, don't assume it's a given.
Yes, it is.
Don't assume Brian's take was a good take.
Listen, what's the – what's the best ability? I always say in sports. What's the best ability?
Availability.
If he's not healthy,
you always say
that. You're
not
that.
But let me ask you a question.
Brian made that
let me
up.
Ask you a question. Why do you think Jalen Hurts is so successful this year?
He's got
because the team is loaded that he's on.
No.
Got a best offensive line.
Thank you. He has the best offensive line in the game.
I didn't know we were going to play all these games.
They went
him.
They went and got AJ Brown, and guess what he is now. You got two receivers over 1,000 yards, and you have the best offensive line with the best run game in football since Lamar Jackson was injured.
It's the best all-around team in football.
You tell me if you give Tua Tagovailoa the best offensive line in the game, he stays upright, he doesn't get banged up.
He stays upright. He got pushed and fell on his head.
My man, let me ask you a question. Have you ever been pushed by a grown man?
Not on his head.
Not on his head.
Yes. If he has been pushed, he hasn't been pushed on
that's
his head.
300 pounders, man. You know, if you keep him upright.
He's the only one.
He's not the
he's
only
the
one.
He's the only player in the league that gets pushed in the chest.
Joe
balls
Burrow
back
got a concussion this year. Kenny Pickett got two concussions this year. What are you talking about?
I knew this show would somehow go back to Tua. You got going on all that stuff, and I go, here we go. This thing is going to circle around to Tua Tagovailoa.
It's basic. You surround the guy with good pieces and a great offensive line. He stays healthy.
Brian, no matter how good you are, you're going to get hit at that position.
You're going to get hit. You got to give him to a
can
professional
you stay
stunt
off the
man
back of your
so
head.
He doesn't get hit in the head. Okay. Exactly.
Jalen
he's got to roll the other
got
way.
Hurt, by the way, too. I think he missed, like, what was it, three or four games?
He missed three games.
Two?
Three games, wasn't it? Because they lost two of the three. Remember, because that was the big thing.
I think I saw he played 15 games.
He had a loaded team, and everyone says he's got a loaded team. They're going to win with anybody. And then
oh,
Mitchell
you know what? He
in.
Got the bye week. He missed two and got the bye week
there
for the
go.
Best record.
So there you go.
Someone said Josh Johnson got pushed backwards and fell on his head.
And what happened to him?
That guy hadn't played a game in 5 years.
What happened to him?
He got
Ndamukong Suh and went down.
He got a concussion.
Was done.
That got a concussion.
They said, was it 5 years he hadn't played in?
My man's played on every single team in the NFL.
And Ndamukong Suh waits till late in the year now, signs with the team that gives him the best chance to win another ring. Got one in Tampa Bay.
My man's gone to what, three straight Super Bowls now? Is this three straight? He was with Tampa last year. Was he not with the Rams before that?
He's with the Rams. He did. He went. You're right. He won.
Three straight Super Bowls.
He can still play. It's amazing. Still plays at a high level. And when he didn't sign most of the season, he goes, now I'll wait. I'm good financially. I'm going to make sure I get on a team that really needs me late in the year, and I don't have to play this many games. I'll give up all that money for a chance to get the ring.
He don't need the money. You're second overall, and guess who his best friend is? Warren Buffett. You don't think Warren's like, hey, Ndamukong, give me $10 million. I got you. Regardless, even if I lose it, yeah. I'll give you the $10 million back.
Yeah. Texter here in the 954 says if Tua took the hits that Hurts took this year with the Eagles O-line, he would be out for the next 2 years.
Well, the difference is that they ran Hurts. It's a different offense. You're not going to run Tua.
Yeah, he's not great running. So.
Oh, he's not great running. That boy does a shake and falls.
Why does Tua look so awkward when he runs?
I don't know, man. I just want him out of – he's a guy. He's your quarterback. Let me ask you guys a question. You just kind of downplayed this other thing. So you just said the Jets aren't anything. If the Jets get Aaron Rodgers.
The Jets don't have Aaron Rodgers.
But if they get him.
If I get Halle Berry, I'll look a lot better too. Okay. But I'm not going to get her.
Are you a Derek Carr fan?
I think he makes them better, but I don't think he makes
He's better than anything they have by far.
I don't think he makes them better than the Dolphins.
You know, we were talking about Derek Carr yesterday. Who was Dono or Vlad? I don't, one of them liked Derek Carr. His record, he's like 17 games under 500 for his career.
And by the way,
not very good.
Do you see his three receiver set that he had at the Raiders this year with their tight end?
Yeah, they're pretty darn good.
Yeah, pretty darn
three
good.
Wins.
Renfro?
He ain't getting out of the Jets, and the Jets got some nice
wins. He has like 2 seasons in his career where he was over 500. Renthro, he's never won a playoff game.
Yeah, Renfro, Waller, and the best, one of the best, in my opinion, best receiver in the game, Devontae Adams.
Always, every year.
I mean.
Well, we know you hate Cooper Kupp, so.
I don't hate Cooper Kupp, but you can't tell me.
You think
me,
he's a bum, right?
You can't tell
well,
me
he's
right
injured,
now.
So he's, whatever argument he makes is good now.
I don't care. Even 1 year, he's never had a back-to-back 1,000-yard receiving in his career. Back-to-back. And you're telling me you're the best in the game?
I think Devontae Adams is better than Cooper Kupp, if that's what.
Thank you. What about Justin Jefferson?
All day.
What about Tyreek Hill?
All day.
What about Jamar Chase?
All day.
Okay, thank you very much. My argument is easy.
Yeah,
I said five. I said he's not in the top five. He's not in the top five.
You apparently have this argument. You just, that came out so smoothly.
He was ready for it today because he probably thought I'd bring it up.
This idiot is
doing.
You haven't brought it up. You haven't brought it
here.
Up. So he had to bring it up on his own.
Wait, but by the way. Oh, man. By the way, here's where it stopped. And this is where it pissed me off the most. We're talking with Mr. Hollywood and Zach about it. I said, listen, I get it. He has a really good year last year. He's a great receiver, but he's not elite. I can put five receivers right now in the same position with the Rams, and they're better. They told me when I got to Justin Jefferson, they both looked at me and said, no. Justin Jefferson, the guy that led the NFL this year and made catches that Cooper Kupp only dreams about.
You're talking about the Buffalo catch, yeah.
Oh, come on, man. On fourth down, Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, Cooper Kupp like single-handedly won the Super Bowl, whatever.
Oh, yeah, because their defense had nothing to do
no,
with
no,
it.
No, no, listen.
Miller. Yeah, sure.
You can't take anything away from the game the guy had.
I don't take anything
away. Oh, yes, he is. He's taking
out.
He tries to take
Cooper
everything
Kupp.
Away from him.
My whole argument was this. He's not top five.
Well, right now he's injured. He's not top anything.
I don't care about that. Going into this year,
once you're out,
he was not a top five receiver, and I named five that I would take ahead of them.
All right.
How about this text? This guy says Nick Foles won the Eagles the Super Bowl, so enough with the you need a starter to win argument.
Nick Foles,
just get a good
really
backup.
Well.
That's all you got to do, and we'll be set, right? If you get an elite backup.
Well, that's what you do with the Dolphins.
Yeah,
you spend $8 million.
There's a lot
on
of those guys
backup.
Out there that are just, you know, walking around that, you know, just pick them up.
Oh, yeah, great. Let's go
maybe
get.
Maybe get a good third stringer while you're at it.
Let's go get Peterson again.
Since those guys are just all over the place.
So you didn't catch the sarcasm.
I caught it.
I mean,
I caught that sarcasm. Yeah,
do you agree that Teddy Bridgewater is probably the ceiling for backups in the NFL?
No.
Who's
agree.
Name me a backup that's like significantly better than Teddy Bridgewater?
Brock Purdy.
Brock Purdy's not a backup anymore, though.
Brock Purdy came into years
and
a backup.
By the way, the guy was a seventh-round rookie. Like,
you just asked the question.
Before you crown the guy.
You just asked the question, and I answered it. 7-0.
No, tell me a real backup going into next season.
Brock Purdy.
Can I think about it? Because we're so late here, and sure. We'll come back and talk about more about that stuff. Woody, you guys are on a roll here. Good.
Brian brings it out
glass,
of us.
Oh,
bro.
My God. He got
guy.
Going on the Dolphins.
It's
and
Cooper
like,
Kupp takeover here, bro.
Oh,
come
no.
On,
you got that Cooper Kupp thing, man. I'll bet you know what he goes when he's with his buddies, and at the game he goes, hey, Cooper Kupp, man, he's not that good, is he?
Well, by the way, you know my buddies. You know they played the game at a high level, and nobody says. You know, by the way, they don't show as much love as him. They say he's not even a top 10 receiver in the league.
before he got injured, he was a top 10 receiver.
I said he wasn't top 5. I put him between 6 and 10.
Listen, I don't care how long. I don't care. I know all your buddies have played in this league.
I'm just saying.
Some of them taking stupid pills if they didn't think. Before he got injured, now he's out.
But remember, he had 1 year that was crazy. Other than that, he had decent
years.
So you don't get
credit for that?
No, because they feed him so much.
My favorite part.
All the top guys are getting fed, first of all.
Yeah, but in their offense, it was straight
to him. Look at targets.
You're right. I look at targets.
Straight targets, homie.
The argument for that year, Ja'Marr Chase had, what, 50 less targets than him that year? 40 less.
Well, that guy.
Okay, thank you.
My favorite part of the Cooper Kupp stuff that always gets Brian is
text. Yes,
please,
I can't
get
wait.
Get rid of the racist punter.
hey. So by the way,
you can't get a white receiver in there.
By the way,
yeah, can you
Brian,
give him a
come
boat?
On, man.
By the way, just so you know, my mom's whiter than anybody texting the racist thing. Just so you know, my mom's whiter than you.
No, Brian can play both sides, which is really unfair.
My
but,
mom is white as a ghost. So relax with this whole racist thing. My mom's way whiter than you.
I
so
just,
I can say
honestly,
whatever I want.
That was my original thought. Is Brian's just down on white people? That's just you know.
Is mean, that listen. First thing you thought? All right, listen. We got to go to Baptist Health, South Florida, where they take everybody. They don't care black, white. Doesn't really matter because, listen, it's about when you get injured, and sooner or later, if you're active in sports, you will get injured. We're lucky. We have Baptist Health South Florida down here taking care of everybody, man, everybody. I tell you, people ask me all the time, where do the pros go? And I go, well, Inter Miami, Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins all trust those great doctors they put together for every part of the body, some of the top specialists in the country. That's why it's the top 50 sports medicine program in the country right now. And Baptist Health South Florida has just gotten bigger and better for these with these specialists for knee and shoulder and foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement. So many athletes come back to town to get operated on by these doctors, high school, college, and professional athletes, not just here in town, but from all over the country come down here. So you know what Baptist Health South Florida does? They opened a brand new facility in Broward County off 595 in Pine Island in Plantation. Dr. Swartzen and the guys up there take really, really good care of you. Just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho, and you're going to be able to see those same doctors. They're working on high school, college, and professional athletes every day. One goal, get you healthy, playing the sports you love the most. What are you showing me here? Hold on, I can't see it. So anyway. All right. Oh, okay. All right, so anyway, yeah, you get me in the middle of my spot talking about Baptist Health South Florida. Next time you have a problem, visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. We'll be back in a moment.
Good morning, guys.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I just press record and let you guys know first. So I won't be long-winded. Like you only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year. So really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
All my bags are packed. I'm ready to go.
Wow. So we just got that a few minutes ago. Tom Brady on his social media down on the beach in Miami. said he got up this morning and said it's over. And moving on, and of course, what a great career. 7 Super Bowl championships, 3 years. That 3 years in Tampa Bay went by fast. By the way, I want to win like that. First year Super Bowl championship. Second year, come all the way back against the Rams, lose, but win a playoff game. And then this year, fight your way back to get into the playoffs. Not bad.
And then you look at it and say, okay, the whole debate when he left. Is it Tom Brady? Is it Bill Belichick? Well, look at the records.
You know, it's funny you said that it is a lot more Tom Brady than I ever thought it was going to be.
Me too.
Absolutely. Honestly, when they used to go, oh, it's Belichick, he puts it all together, hands on. Now you're going, huh, now you've had Mac, you tell me how much. So anyway, listen.
Where do you think he plays next season?
Oh, God, there he goes. You're such an idiot. I think he's done.
So you think this is another fake out? Remember this.
He did it last year.
The reason why he came back is what from last year?
What, because his family left him?
No, because he had a wife there sitting there like.
His family's still gone.
No. They're gone now, so now he can go retire.
The wife's gone.
Instead of that nagging.
So we'll never
know. You don't think there's any chance he comes back? I mean, come on.
No.
He gets the itch in a month from now?
No. I think it's done.
Listen, I think you look at those numbers. I'm looking at those numbers. He's put up numbers. Now, listen, I thought Jerry Rice stuffed the stat sheet pretty good with championships. And, by the way, did you see what he did to the Eagles fans? I laughed so hard last night watching
with the rings?
He had the rings, pulled them out. They were giving him a hard time. And he said, just in case you forgot, I'm Jerry Rice. He pops out, puts those rings on every finger, flipped them off, and walked out.
How about more funny is that he had them all in a little a little ring pouch just waiting for them.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars of friggin' rings. That was crazy. But anyway, yeah, Tom Brady, nobody stuffs the stat sheet and the championship sheet like he's done in his career. And, hey, I think it's pretty cool that looks like he might be living down here with his family. Looks like it's a mutual agreement with he and his ex-wife that they're going to be down here. And, ladies, his name is Tom Brady, and we'll see.
Bruh. They got houses right next door close, almost, like an island over.
Nobody else has a job for $375 million waiting if he wants it at Fox, by the way.
But here's my question.
Greg Olsen
is he going to be good? That's what I was going to say. Is he going to be good? Because everybody's been infatuated with Tony Romo at the beginning, and now everyone's tired of Tony Romo.
You mean the guy tries to make the prediction before the play?
Yeah, oh God, I'm like,
what's going to happen?
I said, every good football player can do that. Literally, if you sit and watch with guys that are pro bowlers.
Yeah, but he's wrong a lot. He just goes quiet when he's wrong.
When he's wrong, exactly. But the way he was talking this year, he's like, oh, well, you know, Jim, you got to do better. What?
Good impression.
What kind of analyst is that? And then Olsen's over here just like giving you cover this and breaking it down.
I got to tell
you. G-Reg.
Olsen made it. He was so good.
He is.
And he's got the Super Bowl coming up. It's going to be and he'll be so prepared.
But guess who he gets kicked to the curb for now?
Tom Brady.
He should be the number one.
So can I just explain something to you, my man? The bigger the name you are, 100%. That's how it works.
And it's Tom.
And if you're not as good, you're going to want to hear what Tom Brady says.
Of course, he's the GOAT.
Tom Brady's good when he plays in those games. When Tom Brady plays the Cowboys, stupid numbers.
Ridiculous. So,
anyway. But, hey, Olsen has been fantastic. We've been talking about it. So, anyway, that's the news. You know, like, whatever's going on today is not enough. There you have it. Tom Brady retiring for a second straight year. This one seems to be that's it.
Oh, no, he's done. And you saw the video. He's on the beach in Miami. Looks like he's collecting his thoughts. And, you know, it's like said what he said.
Looks very lonely to me.
I don't think he needs
a football team to.
I'm pretty sure
he's
got a football team right now comforting him in Miami.
He has had a lot of teams already call him. There's no question he could have started for somebody again this year. There's no question about it.
Well, we were talking about San Fran being a great situation to go back home, play one more year.
Short passing game.
What?
All those
C-Mac in the backfield with Debo? You're set up perfect. But hey.
He played a long-ass time. What is he, 45, 46 now? Had a great run. And it's cool. It's just a cool story that he's down here and everybody running with the breaking news now on TV as well. But, yeah, made the of all the places you're going, all right, Tom Brady's going to retire. Where do you think it'll take place? And does he go back to Bay Area to his home? Does he go back, stay in Tampa Bay? Does he run up to New England? Nah, down on Miami in the beach.
You know
so
why?
I'm not doing a big deal. I did it last year.
You know why?
Well, his kids are in school down
there. Because Miami is the best city in the world. You hear that, recruits? Miami's the best city in the world. Why wouldn't you want to live in Miami? What don't we have here? What don't we have? Tell me something we don't have. Entertainment? We got that.
No. It's got everything.
Food? We got that.
No. There's golf courses. Whatever you're looking for, we have.
People might even say snow. Guess what? We got that too.
Different kind of snow?
If you know what I mean.
Oh, I was wondering where you were going on that one. Because I know it ain't snowing the way. You're crazy. What the hell's happened to you? Now you're acting like Woody this morning. Hey, so anyway, as with along with the Tom Brady story, we've got lots of other news, and Sean Payton and D'Amico Ryan's both taking head coaching jobs. But the one for people here in South Florida is this Vic Fangio story.
Yep.
It's just I don't know what's going to happen. I have no idea. If San Francisco's in the game now and trying to get him, Denver, and he's toyed with this Sean Payton and Vic Fangio being together down here last year, and they're hoping Tom Brady, speaking of Tom Brady, was going to be part of that too. So, but the weird one for me is this. I've never heard of a coach getting fired a year ago and then coming back to be a defensive coordinator. Now, there's new ownership in place, very wealthy family, might be the wealthiest family in the NFL, takes over. Sean Payton, who he respects and likes, be the head coach, can let him do his thing. But can you come back? I've never seen a guy be able to leave where he didn't just get trashed by everybody going out of town. And Denver is hardcore NFL. Nothing against all the other sports, but if you've been to Denver, you understand that football is way out in front. So I just kind of be surprised to see Vic Fangio going, yeah, I know you got rid of me a year ago and you had to pay me this past year while I was consulting with the Eagles and like to get a ring there while I'm still there. But, yeah, I'm coming back. I like that. Got to be a lot of people said a lot of bad stuff.
And to me, you know, coaches have huge egos. And out of all the situations he's been talked about, Dolphins, 49ers, the Broncos, it has to be the third on the team set up to be successful right now. It has to be third on the list as far as where can I go to win right now.
For Fangio?
Yeah.
I don't think it's winning as much as he wants his guys to play well.
Okay, so then you would look at the 49ers.
Security to make sure you get those 3 years.
Yeah, and you get the 49ers because they have the best personnel as far as a defense. You're going to get those guys to play at an elite level.
I don't know what his relationship is with Shanahan.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, is as hot a coach as there is.
Yep.
Shanahan definitely, by what he's done, a top five coach in the NFL, head coach.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Andy Reid in there.
You got to throw in the Eagles coach now because he's done it.
Yeah.
With a quarterback everyone wanted to get rid of and
yes.
Two first-round picks and get rid of. Is McVay still up there? Does McVay drop out now because
I don't
of what
know.
They did this year?
For everybody told me how much they love screw the picks, and we all joked about picks don't mean anything. Just get us great players to give you all the picks. Now that thing's haunting them.
Okay.
Now that whole thing has come back to haunt them. How great a coach is he now
and
with all those guys banged up and old?
What about a guy we just talked about, Bill Belichick?
Still got to be up there.
I know we get a GOAT because of what he's done, but right now, would you consider him a top five coach in the league right now?
That's a good one. That's a good one. How long does he get a hall passes?
Because my thing was I would take McDermott over him as right now a coach in the NFL.
Yeah. He's done a good job too.
You know?
You're going by guys, then you got to give Taylor some credit in Cincinnati, what he's done.
Done a great job.
All right, listen, we got to go to break here. They're screaming at me here. Our boss is in right now in the back and running things. Right? So weird to see Lynn in here today in the back there. Anyway, we'll go to a quick break here. We've got a lot more stuff to get to. Tom Brady news, if you missed it, has just retired down on the beach in Miami, made it official, and with a goodbye and thank you, but it was pretty quick. Said I did my big one last year. I don't want to keep doing this thing. So anyway, got a lot of stuff. Busy 24 hours in sports. We'll have more stuff coming up here, but first, want to tell you about my friends at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Trained and certified technicians, 100-plus trucks on the road, 7 days a week. Boy, whether you need that air conditioning fixed or you need a new one, we have them all in stock for you right now. Big old warehouse with everything you need. Speaking of everything you need, Around the Clock Plumbing, licensed, experienced plumber, some of the best in the business, working 7 days a week for all your daily plumbing problems inside and out. But also when it comes to that back storage space, we got water heaters everywhere because we're the water heater kings of South Florida. We got box trucks filled with all-size Rheem water heaters. Same-day installation. That's the goal every day. Same-day installation. That's part of that great service Big Daddy Lenny started 30-plus years ago. We lost them, but some things never changed, like financing plans and family-owned and operated. Eric and Mike and Chippy, they're ready to go. Just go to 855-PLUMBER, 855-PLUMBER, for any kind of plumbing problems you have. Family-owned and ready to go for you with great service. Check out ATC's Google reviews. They have over 1,200 Google reviews and a 4.4 out of 5 rating.
What do you think we're looking at right now?
69.
74 degrees here
Come
in
on,
South
man.
Florida. 2% chance.
Woody loves him.
69.
Fact, Woody's like little guy figured out his little guy works, and he just can't get enough. he like a child. He's like a child. It's unbelievable.
Right, 74.
Okay, 74.
You sure it's 74 now?
Positive. It's 74.
Okay, okay.
It's going to be warm. It's starting to warm up a little bit out there.
Yeah, because it was so cold this morning.
Anyway, are you guys?
What?
Woody, is there anything else you want to get back to Mill Penis or anything so we can get Bo on? So
well,
you
it's Bo Thursdays tomorrow, so maybe.
I'm like a little kid, man. Good God. Try to keep. You're unbelievable. All right. We have the Tom Brady news that broke this morning, kind of added to everything that's going on. Tom Brady retiring. We'll have that for you if you missed it coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. We'll you can hear that. And so then on top of all that stuff, we're still trying to figure out this Vic Fangio situation and what Vic's thinking, because apparently – he hasn't signed, and the reason I know he hasn't signed is, have you seen any kind of official press release from the Miami Dolphins? Who, if they get that, they're going to blow that up. Vic Fangio, good for ticket sales, good for everything.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that thing kind of, somebody jumped the gun on it, NFL Network, and everybody followed, but it sounds like the Dolphins also jumped the gun. I mean, you think you have an agreement. You know, you start leaking it out. And Vic goes, hey, didn't happen to my end yet. So now the word is the 49ers, the Denver Broncos are in there with the Miami Dolphins. And hopefully he makes a decision and we can figure out. I just think that the weirdest thing of all this is not that he hasn't signed after everybody thought he signed, is that he'd go back to Denver after they fired him a year ago as a head coach.
Yeah.
That's all right. I don't want to be your head coach. Let Sean Payton do it. I'm coming back and be the defensive coordinator.
No, absolutely not.
Face the same guys every day that ripped him
that
when he was the head
him.
Coach. Just what I want to do. Be the bunch of guys that ripped me the whole time I was there as a head coach. So we'll see what gets done there. And I still feel pretty good about Vic coming here and, you know, deciding to come here. I don't. Just a crazy, crazy story with one of the biggest name coordinators, guy that's been with 4 or 5 teams as a coordinator and had great success to go through this. Meanwhile, the team, most of it is at the Senior Bowl, getting ready and trying to find some guys, especially with their second-round pick and 2 third-round picks. Matter of fact, we'll be going up there tomorrow to check up. We won't, but we'll have some interviews from the Senior Bowl tomorrow for you as well. So we have all that stuff. This is a weird one. Today's National Signing Day. What? I thought we already had it. This second one, to me, is such a waste of time. If December's too early, Although I think coaches like to keep the December date because those players can still get in to school early. And they can't if they wait to do it now.
The only backlash I've heard from coaches is maybe the transfer portal changing the date with it and like the kind of the bowl thing, because you have coaches that were worrying about bowl practices, worrying about getting their teams ready, and couldn't do visits and couldn't see the high school kids and couldn't close the deal.
Right.
So
going to secondary bowl games when guys are trying to get your guys, steal them away.
You know, perfect example, the Florida. Literally on National Signing Day, they were getting whooped 31-0 by Oregon State, missing out on a bunch of top recruits. So that's the only backlash I kind of heard from the early signing period. But, of course, like you said, it's better to get those guys locked in that you could have some guys like the Tennessee quarterback, the kid from California, this I think he's Samoan as well. Kid's disgusting. He was with Tennessee in the Orange Bowl.
Yep.
And practicing and stuff like that. So it sets him up so much better to get in the weight room.
Cannon.
And now he's going to be competing with Milton to be the starting quarterback next year.
So I just don't think we need two national signing days.
No. I think it should be one.
I don't care what the date is, but there needs to just be one. This second one today, we're waiting on Jaden Rashad and about five other guys.
Yeah, I was going to say there's like 3 to 5 top 100 recruits left. That's it.
Everybody else has made a commitment and already long gone. It's just so we got this, and of course the transfer portal will open back up, and that's going to be – well, I think this transfer portal, we're just seeing the beginning of
that
it.
That thing was on and popping this year.
This thing is going to be a success schools are having with it. By the way, last night's a great example of transfer portal. Different sport. The Canes. Nigel Pack hit 17 points late. And Norchad Omir goes for 21 points. Your two transfer portal guys, your two top guys come to this team and combine last night for 38 points and help you win that. Big part of the reason you win that game and you're hanging in this thing, what adding those two guys with everything else that came back and some of the other young guys.
And I know Pack stole all the headlines coming into this year, but I think Norchad was the biggest pickup because what they've missed on this team,
that big body
is
that big physical body.
And the thing is, he's not that big for being a center in college basketball, but what he gives you is that energy. He is all over the court, you know, offensive rebound, defensive rebound. And again, if you had him against Kansas last year, completely different game.
Could have been.
Completely different game.
Could have been. Kansas went on and won the whole thing, huh?
They did, but what were the Canes were up by what, 7 at halftime?
I don't know, but that second half
was. That second half looked way different.
Woo!
Ooh, man.
We're turning back into Kansas. All right.
Drink a little bit more.
That's all right. 9 o'clock hour is coming up. We got a lot more stuff to get to. If you didn't hear from Tom Brady, you will when we come back. We'll have that for you. Tom Brady announcing his retirement for a second straight year on the Miami beach today. Like we always say, everything happens at the 305, man. Never changes. Kind of like when you need jewelry. You go to Beverly's Jewelers. That's what you do. I've been doing for 30-plus years. Man, this one goes back to Mrs. Rose, man, when it all started with the engagement ring, and then it didn't work, so I had to get a bigger engagement ring when I came back, and then didn't go, so I had to get another engagement. I just kept every time, man. We got back, and it was like, well, we got to do something, then we got to get rolling. We got Valentine's Day coming up. We got anniversaries and birthdays. For those of you that don't feel real comfortable with any jewelry store, go to Beverly's. You'll love it. Family owned and ready to go for you. Leader in certified earth mined and lab grown diamonds. A huge selection. Unbeatable prices. You get that low price guarantee. You're not going to find the same diamond for less anywhere. Certified lab grown diamonds, stud earrings, lab grown tennis bracelets, necklaces, whatever you're looking for. Just let them know what you want to spend and they are ready to go. World class custom design studio. No interest financing, free gift wrapping, 50 to 70% off select merchandise. Beverly's and their family over there, Jeff and the family, and the people working there make it so easy for you. They really do. Beverly's Jewelers really is where South Florida gets engaged, settings and diamonds at that low price guarantee, and you get exactly what you want in the price range you're looking for with the GIA graduate gemologist there to assist you. Just go to 3600 West Commercial Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale. If you're not sure, I promise you, you're going to have a great experience 3600 West Commercial Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale, or visit bevjewelers.com today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.